嗨，各位好，欢迎收听可可网听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 今天要听到的是来自于 Beatles 的一首 Yesterday， 这是一首非常老的歌曲了。 Yesterday 是披头士的巅峰之作，被收录在65年的专辑 Help 当中，并且在滚石杂志最动听的100首英语歌曲当中高居百家之首。这是一首纪念往昔美好爱情的伤感恋曲，当时光不可逆，当此情可待成追忆，昨日只能是回忆里淡淡的一抹忧伤。若是听歌的你心中也藏着关于昨日的遗憾，也许你能听懂旋律里面的一丝混着甜蜜的苦涩。 Yesterday， 难忘昨日，现在就一起来听听这首经典之作吧。
YesterdayAll my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play.Place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. YesterdayLove was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
来自 Beatles 的一首 Yesterday， 忧伤的旋律告诉我们，昨日已经一去不返，无论怎么怀念昨日的美好，过去的已经过去，每次回首，尽管还可能会被回忆牵扯着每一根神经，也只能苦笑然后继续现在的生活。好了，放手昨日，一起来看看今天的词汇扩展吧。Oh, I believe in yesterday. Believe in 信任、信仰或者信奉的意思。He does not believe in fate. 他不相信命运。You can believe in this girl. She'll never let you down. 你可以信任这位姑娘，她绝不会让你失望的。讲一下 believe 和 believe in 的区别吧。Believe in 是说信仰或者是信任的意思，而 believe 只是单纯的相信的意思。We believe in Jesus. 我们信奉、信仰基督。I believe she cheated on the test. 我相信她考试作弊了这个事实。好，区分一下下面的这两句话。 I believe in you， 我信任你，更深的意思就是我知道你能行，或者你一定能成功。而这一句 I believe you， 我相信你，一般是说我相信你说的话。好，接着往下看。 Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. Half H-A-L-F 名词一半，副词半数，或者形容词一半的不完全的意思。我们看一下 Never do things by halves， 做事情不要半途而废。好了， halves 是 half 的复数形式， F 变成了 V 加了 ES。看一个扩展出来的单词 halfway， 副词或者形容词，表示在什么的中间或者在中途的意思。 Her zipper stuck halfway up， 她的拉链拉上一半的时候卡住了，卡住了。 To meet halfway， 各让一半或者是妥协。 Can we meet halfway on this？ 在这件事情上我们是否能各自退让一步呢？ Sorry, that's almost cost price. Let's meet halfway. $20 Is that okay? 实在不好意思，那几乎是成本价了，咱们各让一半吧，$22怎么样？There's a shadow hanging over me, hanging over, 原型 hangover, 动词词组表示笼罩威胁或者悬挂在什么之上的意思。The heavy cloud of disappointment seemed to hang over the whole family. 失望的阴云似乎笼罩着这一家人。好了，看一下 hangover 加了连字符变成一个名词之后的意思，表示宿醉后遗症。It's hard to do too much work with a hangover. 宿醉都还没醒，怎么可能做这么多的事情？ You can always sleep off a hangover. 总是可以通过好好睡一觉来消除宿醉。Now I long for yesterday, long for, 盼望、渴望或者是向往的意思。I long for freedom, if only for a while. 我渴望自由，一会儿就好了，就那么一会儿都可以。The pain made him long for oblivion. 他痛苦的恨不得失去知觉。注意一下这句话里面的这个 oblivion, 名词表示遗忘或者是脑袋一片空白的那种状态。Is this what you've been long for? 这就是你一直所渴求的东西吗？Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Easy, 形容词表示不费力的、轻松的、容易的。看一下一个表达 ,easier said than done. Easier said than done, 说起来容易，做起来难。We talk about reducing our costs, but it's easier said than done. 我们呢在讨论如何降低成本，但是这是说起来容易，做起来难的事情。好 ,easy 它还有一个宽容的、不苛求的或者悠着点这样的意思。Go easy on them, please, 对他们宽容一些吧。Go easy on the milk, we all want some. 被一个人把牛奶喝完了，大家都想要呢。今天的节目就这么多了，感谢微信里面有你们，尽管平时没有太多的时间跟大家说话，但是在那里就是一种陪伴，感谢你们的每一个早安和晚安。明天就是周末了，提前周末愉快，我是琳达，下期见喽。I remember how it felt being in the sun when I heard the ancient choir in the dead of night like an angel singing, singing. At times